This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. As farmers across Iowa start looking ahead to planting season, agronomists are reminding growers that the success in 2026 may depend on how well they prepare for disease pressure and changing conditions in the field. Jeff Osterhaus with Cropland is saying planning for potential challenges now can help farmers stay ahead of problems later in the season. We'll hear from him coming up right after this. Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Jeff Osterhaus of Cropland says one of the biggest conversations he's having with growers right now revolves around what disease pressure could show up this year and how farmers should be preparing for them before the planter ever hits the field.
Things I'm talking about with growers right now ahead of planting is let's be thinking about what disease or pest pressures are we going to be fighting this year? How are we going to manage them? You know, will we have another year where southern rust really shows up and is prevalent and detrimental to a lot of corn acres? Or are we going to settle back into more of a normal disease spectrum where tar spot will be top of mind for a lot of growers? So that lays in with both product selection and in-season management around that fungicide decision.
Osterhaus says that while disease planning is important, it all starts with making sure crops get off to the right start when planting begins.
You know, it's really about waiting for the right soil conditions, right soil temperatures to get out there. You don't want your seeds to stumble coming out of the gate. That's the first and foremost thing, because you can take a great product and ruin it if you get off to a wrong start. So, and then it's just really building upon what Mother Nature will give you and how you plan to manage that product throughout the growing season.
Getting the crop off to a good start can also come down to making sure young plants emerge evenly across the field. Osterhaus says a uniform stand early in the season can make a big difference as the crop develops.
So when I think about, you know, the soils that we have across Iowa, there's some beautiful deep lush soils. There's also some more sandy and clay. Whether it's a warm or a cooler spring, I still think that a product like Zinkin with your pop-up fertilizer, along with a product like our Ascend, also can really help ensure that you get not only fast and uniform emergence, but they all come out in a fairly uniform time frame. That way you don't have runts and stragglers next to each other.
As the crop moves deeper into the growing season, Osterhaus says growers also need to stay flexible with their management decisions. Weather conditions, disease pressure, and nutrient availability can all shift during the summer months, and that means farmers may need to adjust their plans in order to protect yield potential. He says one key factor that sometimes gets overlooked when growers focus on fungicide is making sure the crop still has nutrients in it to finish strong.
When I get into in-season, I'm thinking not only the fungicide play of not just what type of product, but the timing and will we do a single pass or two pass application. But along with that, you need to make sure you've got enough nitrogen there as well too, because there is some synergistic effects between both nitrogen and fungicide. You can protect the crop late, but if you don't have enough nitrogen in that fuel tank to get it all the way to the finish line, you may not see the same response that you could if you have sufficient nitrogen out there.
Osterhaus adds that the key to protecting yield potential is making sure every step of the season builds on the one before it. That starts with proper planting conditions and strong emergence in the spring, followed by careful monitoring of disease pressure as the crop develops. He said growers also need to keep a close eye on nutrient availability as the season progresses. Heavy rains or changing conditions can sometimes reduce nitrogen levels in the soil, which means the farmers may need to adjust their management plans to keep the crop fueled through the later stages. Combining strong agronomy practices and the right crop protection with fertility strategies can help growers maintain yield potential even when conditions change. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.